Heavenly Father, hide me behind the cross today. Father, help me to share it that's clear, precise, simple, to understand for each and every one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What an awesome passage of Scripture. Man is confronted with that sobering truth of his ultimate encounter with God. The story is told of the great statesman Daniel Webster. Toward the ending years of his life, he attended a luncheon meeting with some younger students. And one of those asked him, "Mr. Webster, what is the greatest thought that has ever passed through your head?" Quick as a flash, Daniel Webster replied, "My accountability to God." And I don't believe there's nowhere where man's accountability to God is more clearly defined than in this passage of Scripture. The great white throne judgment does not affect any of us here unless you don't know Jesus as your Savior. If you're here today and you know Jesus as your Savior, this judgment will have no effect on you. However, if you never accepted the Lord as your Savior, it will have a great impact on you. You'll be cast into the lake of fire at the end of this judgment if your name is not found written in the book of life. Your name appears in the book of life when you're born. Your name is recorded. That's why it's called the book of life. Every person born's name is recorded in the book of life. The only time it can be excluded or removed from the book of life, if through life you reject Christ and you do not accept him as your Savior, then your name will be removed from the book of life. Scripture says if their names were not found in the book of life, they were cast into the lake of fire. We're going to look at some books. The Bible says that there were books, plural. And the rest of the dead, that is, those who were not raised before the 1,000 years began, they lived not again until the 1,000 years was finished. I want you to note that in verse 12, the dead are referred to there as the small and the great, the intellectual, the physical, the financial, the positions in life makes no difference. What you were in this life makes no difference, because you'll come before the great white throne. It doesn't matter what kind of state you have accomplished, what you accomplished in your career. It does make no difference. If you've not accepted Christ as your Savior, you'll be among the small and the great that will appear before the great white throne. In verse 13, it further says, "And the sea gave up the dead that were in it." All those who lost their life at sea, the sea will give up the dead. Those killed in battle, those that suffered defeat in the oceans, the submarines that were destroyed, the battleships that were destroyed. I think recently I got a book on the Titanic. I don't know how much you know about the Titanic, but did you know that some of the very wealthy aborted the Titanic under assumed names? They didn't use their real names because some of these wealthy men had girlfriends. And they brought the girlfriends on board. One was pregnant. Now, to be fair to these, I hope they took the opportunity to be saved. Do you know that even in that ship, that great ship of man's achievement, who even man made the statement that God himself couldn't sink it, but God was listening. Nothing escapes God's ears. He sees everything. He's seen the terrible equality between the different passengers. Among the rich and the poor, there were was a great divide. He was not happy with that at all. There was a lot of things he wasn't happy with, especially throwing your fist in his face and saying, "You can't sink this. This is a picture of God, of man's achievement, and you can't do anything about it." Wrong. God gave them a pastor, gave them a preacher on board. He went around trying to get everybody saved. You know, even when he was in the water, he swam from one person to another and asked him about salvation. This preacher did that till he couldn't swim anymore. Till the cold waters, he finally succumbed to the cold waters of 32 degrees. But he went from one to another. Are you saved? Are you ready to meet Jesus? And the sea gave up the dead that were in it. And death and Hades delivered up the dead that were in them. The English translation is the word hell. The Hebrew translation is the word Sheol. The Greek translation is the word Hades. Hell, Hades, and Sheol are the same place. Speaks to the same place. Death and Hades, or hell, gave up the dead. Now, you and I are not among those. The dead are those who've never accepted Christ as their Savior. Those at sea are those who drowned and were buried, never having accepted Jesus Christ. You see, death represents the grave in Hades and the place of torment where their spirits have gone. So there is a physical resurrection that unites the dead. Whether the ashes are in the grave, in a mausoleum, or in the earth, or somewhere in the sea, makes no difference. These ashes will be resurrected and united with the soul and spirit as they arise from the place of torment. And in this resurrected form, they will stand before this great white throne judgment. And the book of life was opened. We find here a set of books, and a book being opened. In verse 12 said, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. We can look at the identities of these books, but we have to go beyond our text here to another passage of scripture I'm going to have Dale put behind me, Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 10. As he's doing that, I will go there and read that. Verse 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. The book of the law. That has to do with all those people who were under the law of God in the Old Testament will be judged according by that. Those who lived under the hearing of the law of God will be judged by it. Unless we accept the mercy of God through Jesus Christ, there's no way that we can be found righteous, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory. So the righteousness we receive is from Christ. It is his righteousness. Verse 12, some of the books will be the books of man's works. For the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. The same thing is again said in the latter part of verse 13. So, we can draw a conclusion that every man and woman must have a recording angel who in this life is tabulating everything we say and do. Are you listening to me? And in connection with this thought, we might do well to consider Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 14. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil, in this final hour, the books of man's works or his deeds will be opened. Today, we have many means of photography, videos. We have cell phones now that can do what cameras and video players used to do. If we're able to capture many things in life by means of plastic recordings and recording the voice and the images, we certainly cannot expect that Almighty God can play his divine film and recording at the judgment. Not only will the actions and words of man be recalled at the judgment, but every secret thing. God has a special X-ray camera that can take photographs of the thoughts and the intents of the heart, which will be revealed in that day. D.L. Moody, the famous evangelist, used to say that if a man ever invented a camera that could take a picture of the human heart, he would starve to death because people would refuse to purchase such a revealing picture to have it exposed. How true is that? What an awesome day when all the secret thoughts and intents of the heart will be revealed by the projection of God's special X-rays taken from the books of man's deeds. Verse 12, not only the dead were judged out of the books according to their works, but another book was opened, which is the book of life. And so here again we discover a recording angel that maintains a book called the book of life. In the New Testament, it refers to this book 8 times. In the Old Testament, it refers to it 3 times. And in Old Testament, it just simply mentions a book which names are written. There are really 2 books of life. One is called the book of life, which I told you, every person born's name is recorded there. The other one is called, does anyone know? The Lamb's book of life. The difference, of course, is that's where your name is recorded when you do what? When you accept Jesus as your Savior. That's where your name's recorded in the Lamb's book of life. Remember when the disciples came back and they were rejoicing that they were able to cast out spirits. The Lord said, don't rejoice in this, but rejoice in that your names are found written in the Lamb's book of life. Rejoice in that, that your names are found written in the Lamb's book of life. The Lamb's book. It's his book. It's not the same book. The book of life contains the names of the living. The Lamb's book belongs to the Lamb, to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, which John the Baptist said was came to take away the sins of the world. That book is his book. He came into the world to save sinners, and he repeatedly said, to give unto them eternal life. The Lamb's book, eternal life. Only the names of believers will be there. Revelation chapter 13 and 8 talks about during the tribulation period, the people will worship the Antichrist. It also says there, those whose names were not written in the book of life. The Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. In Revelation chapter 21, which we didn't get there yet, we'll soon be there, tells us the only ones who will enter the holy city are those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. I want to talk to you about the 2 major differences between the 2 books. The book of life contains the names of all living people. The Lamb's book of life includes only the names of those who have called upon the Lamb for salvation. Without doubt, this is probably the most important one. It is possible to have your name blotted out of the book of life, but not out of the Lamb's book of life. If you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't need to worry about having your name blotted out. But if you've not accepted the Lord as your Savior, your name can be removed from the book of life. In Revelation chapter 3 and 5, we read, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life." An overcomer is one who's clothed in white garments of Christ. He is a believer to whom has been imputed the righteousness of Christ. In Exodus 32 and 33, we read there, the Lord said to Moses, "Whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book." It's therefore possible then to have one's name blotted out of the book of life, but it's impossible to have your name removed from the Lamb's book of life. "And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city from the things which are written in this book." Revelation 22 and verse 19. There are three reasons for having your name blotted out of the book of life: for sinning against God, for not being clothed in the righteousness of Christ through the new birth, and thirdly, for taking away from the words of the prophecy of this book. In verse 15, we see here that the importance of the book of life, the importance there is, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." As man comes forward, he is judged by the book of the law, by the Lamb's book of life, and by the deeds done in the flesh, taken from the other books where these have been recorded. And just before he's cast into the lake of fire, the recording angel will take one final look through the book. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the fire." You'll see this scriptural principle throughout the Bible. There are only two kinds of people. The Bible repeatedly refers to the believing or the unbelieving, the saved or the unsaved, the condemned or not condemned, the righteous or the unrighteous, the just or the unjust, the wise or the unwise. We can see this maintained throughout the scriptures. And those names which are not written in the Lamb's book of life. Jesus Christ said, "I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst." In John chapter 6 and 35. The Lord Jesus invited men to come to him. He alone is the way and the truth and the life, as recorded by John in chapter 5 and 24. "Verily, verily, I say to you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life." Here in this particular scripture, you can see the steps of salvation are very clear. Number one, he that heareth my word. And number two, believeth on him that sent me. It means to trust in him. Trust that Jesus Christ is the way of salvation, the one who has come to seek and to save them which were lost. And it includes you. The one who trusts has everlasting life. Those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life are those who have received this everlasting life. So the question is, have you? Have you? Is your name already written in the book of life? Is it written in the Lamb's book of life? It depends on you, on what you've done with Jesus Christ. Have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior? If you have, it is. Your name is there. If you've not accepted him, It is missing. The answer to that question will determine your eternal destiny. Would you stand? Bow your heads. We go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is really been a blessing today to be here today in this place of worship with my family. We sang the song, talked about the family. Indeed, this is my family. Love this family. I'm glad to be a part of this family. I'm glad that I know that my name is in your Lamb's Book of Life. I'm concerned about each and every one. Maybe you're listening or watching this by way of Facebook. Have you ever made that decision to accept Christ as your Savior? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? If you can't answer that question, you need to ask Jesus Christ today to forgive you of your sins. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. And then invite him to come and live in your heart today. And that you want to live for him from this day forward, the rest of your life. If you can do that today, I can assure you that your name will be found written in that Lamb's Book of Life. I hope you're able to make that decision today. I ask, Lord, Father, now as we leave this place, Father, your blessing to go upon each and every one. We thank you, Lord, for another wonderful week and just another wonderful day that we've gathered to praise and to worship you. We thank you for all you've done. We ask now, Lord, your blessing upon these as we are about to leave this place. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Lord bless you.